Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinions. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Welcome to episode 41 of the Detox Dilemma Podcast. I am your host, Wendy, and I apologize for the sound quality on this. My voice, I'm a little bit under the weather. I returned this past week from an amazing 10-day trip to Kona, Hawaii. I was visiting the Sandalwood Restoration Project, one of many of Young Living's reforestation projects. And the 6-hour time difference to Hawaii and back is just kind of killing me. So I think I'm just a little bit under the weather. So I apologize. But this is an important episode, something I've been thinking about talking about for quite some time. And it's based on the conversations that I have with you. People who are in my DMs, people who are sending me voicemails on the podcast. And by the way, if you didn't know, you could send me a voicemail. In the show notes, there is a link and you can literally send me a voicemail and I will respond to you. I will respond to you via voicemail, or I'll send you a message, or I may even do a full podcast episode and answer your question. But I love hearing from you. Here's the conversation I want to have today. Going toxin-free-ish, and toxin-free-ish is a philosophy that's so important to me because I think it's something that's so attainable for everyone, and better really is better. Friends, we are not out there training for a toxin-free competition, okay? You know, it's not one of those things where if somebody says to you, you know, you really should get more movement in your life, you should exercise more. But if you're not willing to like train for hours a day, then forget it. It's not worth it. No, that's totally not true. If you walk for 30 minutes every day, that makes a huge positive impact on your life and on your health. You don't have to be out training and running distances and pushing your body and going after that marathon to make it worth it. And you can even take that in another context. Let's talk about nutrition. Let's say you're somebody who really indulges in processed food or sugar or things that you know are not necessarily good for your overall health. And somebody like a dietitian or a nutritionist or somebody said to you, you know, you have to cut out all sugar. Well, what if you cut out 50% of the sugar? And what if you cut out 50% of the processed foods? That makes a huge difference to your health. You don't have to give it all up. Going toxin-free-ish is exactly the same way. Any little bit helps. Any toxin, any product, any brand, any swap that you make in your home is a step in the right direction, and it is worthwhile. You don't have to go around your house with a trash bag and literally throw away everything in your home that you have now figured out is emitting toxic chemicals, and then throw it all away and then spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on all new products in order for it to matter. And I think that perfection story that's kind of out there, like, oh my God, I can't even tell you how many people reach out to me and talk to me about parchment paper. Like, oh my God, my parchment paper is scaring me. I've heard there's PFAS all over it. Well, yeah, probably, but you're also drinking water full of it, and that's your biggest exposure. So just filter your water and then take a breath and go bake some chicken. Like, I really feel like there's, I don't want to say misinformation because it's not misinformation. And I do also give a lot of detailed education on ingredients because I feel like it's important for people to know. But you do not have to be perfect in order for getting rid of toxins to make a huge impact on your life. And you also don't need to be overwhelmed by it. And I'm going to be super transparent here for a second because I spend a lot of time on social media, more time than I would like. I'm working on it. But if I was not me, if I was not an environmental toxins attorney, if I had not gone through 10 years of experience and education and swapping products and understanding the way that toxins are regulated. And I was on social media and I was following a lot of people that are in this industry talking about toxins. I would be so overwhelmed and stressed out and scared. And I probably would just get off Instagram and keep drinking my tap water and cleaning with bleach. The overwhelm currently that's out there on this topic even stresses me out watching it. I can't tell you how many people I have unfollowed. I did not create my business to scare people. I created my business to be a place of education and awareness, and not through shaming or judging, which I feel like happens a lot. My motto is we don't do fear, we do facts, and we do fun. Getting rid of toxins in your house should be joyful and it should be freeing. And I've experienced that. I've experienced what happens when you finally do away with the most toxic things in your house and you start to feel better. And there's a freedom and a relaxation and a joy that comes with knowing that your home is a safer environment. I remember that feeling. I remember it so well when my daughter was a baby, and it was the first time that I got rid of anything that was synthetic fragrance. I mean, everything. Laundry. We were living in Europe at the time. Her European Italian pediatrician told me to get rid of all my American products because she was covered from head to toe in eczema. And 6 weeks later, her eczema had completely cleared up. My migraines had gone away, which I had suffered from for decades. And I was so relieved. Like relief. Relief was the thing that I felt. And then I loved buying natural toxin-free products. It became a fun thing for me. Like, you know, some people go thrifting and they love going to the store and sifting through clothes. I fucking hate that. I hate that so much. I hate shopping so much. But I love shopping for toxin-free products. I love finding new clean brands to support. I love bringing new things into my home. For me, it's fun. So the way that I want to teach this topic is I want you to have fun too. So if this is stressful for you and you're super overwhelmed, it doesn't have to be. I promise you, it doesn't have to be. So that leads us to today's episode. And today's episode is, if I were to start from scratch, what are the first 3 steps that I would take to create a toxin-free-ish life? So the very first step that I think anybody should take on this journey is to get rid of as much synthetic fragrance in their home as possible. And I'm talking about anything in your home that you have, that you put on your body, that you have to make your home smell good, anything that contains a synthetic fragrance. So this could be a Febreze room spray. This could be air freshener plugins. These can be wax melts. Scented candles is a big one. Lotion, perfume, anything that is scented and has a long-lasting smell. Now, synthetic fragrance can also be hiding in things like your cosmetics, your skincare, your laundry detergent, your haircare, other things. But let's worry about the big things first, the things that you're putting on your body or in your home for the purposes of smelling good. Recently, I have found that trash bags are scented. It's so hard to find. I literally have to shop for fragrance-free trash bags, which is crazy. So what's the problem? What's wrong with these synthetic fragrances? These fragrances use a chemical called, they're actually a class of chemicals called phthalates. And these phthalates stick to that fragrance and they make it sticky. So whenever you use something and hours later, you can still smell it. That's how you know there's phthalates in there. They're plasticizers. They were created to make PVC piping, but then chemists figured out that if you added them to synthetic fragrance, they could make them last for a really long time. You know, natural fragrances like essential oils, plants, bark, leaves, citrus, or fruits, things that are truly natural, they volatilize. They're light. They will dissipate fairly quickly. The smell doesn't stick around for a long time. So if you're using something and the smell sticks around for a really long time, you know there's likely toxins in there. So what's the problem? Phthalates are known endocrine disruptors. They actually have a similar, molecularly, they have a similar shape to estrogen in our bodies. So when they get into our bodies, whether we've inhaled them, you've put them on your skin and they've absorbed into your bloodstream, they can actually block or mimic our estrogen. They can block our receptor sites. And that disruption of our hormones leads to a host of health issues. It leads to weight gain because it creates more fat cells, and it can increase the actual size of fat cells. And that's why scientists call these obesogens. You know what I'm talking about. And they can lead to things like not just weight gain, but PCOS, endometriosis, thyroid disorders, infertility, and breast cancer. And these are issues that are so common. It's not normal. They're common. There are women on the internet messaging me all the time. PCOS, endometriosis, infertility, thyroid disorder. Like, though, it's so commonplace now. And science is telling us that so many of these issues women are facing today are being exacerbated, if not caused, by endocrine disruptors that are everywhere. Now, phthalates aren't the only endocrine disruptors, but we're just talking about swapping your fragrance right now, one baby step at a time. Phthalates are bad news, but here is some good news. I know, right? I gotta mix up the good with the bad. So earlier this year, there was a first of its kind study on breast cancer risk and endocrine disruptors, and the results were incredible. These researchers tested a group of healthy women with no history of cancer, and they all used conventional products. They tested their blood and their urine to determine how much phthalates and parabens. Parabens are another endocrine disruptor that's found in a lot of skincare, hair care, in their bloodstream as well as in their urine. But what they also did was they took breast tissue samples and they tested for breast cancer gene expression markers. They did it before, at the very beginning of the study, and then they had all of the study participants abstain from using any products that had any phthalates or parabens in it for 28 days. At the end of the 28 days, they did the same tests, and what they found was not surprising. One, there was lower amounts in their blood and urine, which phthalates can be basically peed out of your body. We process them out of our system. They're not persistent. They're not something like a heavy metal that's going to hang around for a really long time. So that wasn't surprising, but was crazy surprising is that they found a striking reversal of cancer-associated phenotypes in breast tissue. They found that 73% of known cancer-associated genes shifted to normal. That's insane. What that means is the problem with these endocrine disruptors is that we're putting them in our bodies and on our bodies all day long, every day. And if we just stop, if we just abstain and avoid them completely, it only takes 28 days to make a significant decrease in your breast cancer risk. So when it comes to this type of chemical, if you just stop, your body can heal. Okay, so that's fragrance. That would be step one. Always step one is get rid of the fragrance. Step two, I would look at cleaning supplies. What are you cleaning your home with? And if you're somebody who hasn't put a whole lot of thought into it, think about it. We clean our house with toxic chemicals. So we're basically saying we don't like the germs. We want to clean the germs up. They're bad, but we're going to replace those germs and expose ourselves to toxic chemicals instead. And that is not a choice that you have to make. Just recently, there was a study published in Chemosphere. And what they did was they analyzed 30 cleaning products that were on the market, including a lot of products that are marketing themselves as green, safer products. And what they found was they tested both the conventional products and the green cleaning products that are sold on store shelves, and they detected a total of 530 unique VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, in the 30 products. So in the 30 products, there was 430 unique VOCs. Now, just being a VOC in itself doesn't make it bad or harmful or toxic. Essential oils are a VOC. Anything that you can smell, a banana going ripe, plants outside, what they emit, the aroma, that's all volatile. And basically what that means is it just dissipates quickly in the air, it volatilizes. But in this case, of the 530 of those VOCs, 193 of them are known to be toxic and hazardous. They cause everything from respiratory system damage, asthma, increased cancer risk over time, developmental issues, and reproductive impacts, including infertility. And that's probably what you're cleaning your house with. And that's probably what millions and millions of people are cleaning their houses with. Because when you go to Target and you buy things off of store shelves, that's what you're getting. Interestingly, but did not surprise me one bit, the fragrance-free options scored significantly better and safer. And the reason why that doesn't surprise me is because fragrances, which we just talked about, don't just have phthalates in them. Anything that has the word fragrance that contains a synthetic fragrance, the company can use any mix and match of thousands of different chemicals. And so that's what happens when they fragrance something like a cleaner is The word fragrance will be on the label, but that could be 300 different chemicals that you're not even aware of. So if something is fragrance-free, you're automatically taking away a significant amount of ingredients in general. So that did not surprise me. Now, it's not just VOCs. Are you somebody out there who's cleaning with bleach? You're going to want to hear this. Chlorine bleach, chlorine is a halogen. So what does that mean? It competes with other halogens in your body. Well, iodine is another halogen that's really important to your body because it's what your thyroid needs to function. So when you're around chlorine bleach, you're inhaling chlorine bleach, you're touching chlorine bleach, that chlorine is getting into your system. It's attaching itself to receptor sites in your thyroid, similar to the way that those endocrine disruptors can attach themselves to your receptor sites in your body as well. And that can lead to hypothyroidism. So if you're using chlorine bleach, you're putting your body at risk for hypothyroidism. And here's the thing, you don't need bleach. You don't need to use bleach to disinfect. In fact, there isn't bleach in my home. There's no reason for me to have it. There would never be a moment where I would feel like I really need to go buy some bleach and take care of that. There is a company that I absolutely love called Force of Nature, and I'll link this in the website. They make a completely toxin-free EPA-registered disinfectant that works as good as bleach and has zero harmful ingredients in it. It works fantastic, and just that's such an easy swap to make to get chlorine bleach out of your life. And greening up your cleaning also saves you a ton of money. Because if you're buying those products off store shelves and thinking they're green and they're not, the companies like Method, you're paying a lot of freaking money for a spray bottle of multi-purpose cleaner. And when you go green and you go toxin-free in your cleaning, you use a toxin-free cleaner concentrate. And that concentrate costs you a fraction of the cost of those spray bottles on shelves because you're putting your own water into it. Most cleaning products that are on shelves are 90% water. You're paying for other people's tap water to be put into your spray bottles of cleaning. You're also using a lot of plastic, so it's so easy to have a glass spray bottle, a toxin-free cleaner concentrate. You just put a little bit of concentrate into the bottle, you fill it up with water. Saves you a trip to the store, it saves you having to buy another bottle, and it saves you a ton of money in the process. It really is one of the easiest swaps. And I use Thieves, which has a bunch of essential oils in it that add to the cleaning power, but it also makes my house smell amazing. So you don't have to give up a home that smells amazing just because you're giving up the synthetic fragrance. Okay, so once you've made that swap, that was step two. Now I would do step three and look at your laundry detergent. And switching your laundry detergent takes a little bit of a mindset shift because I think people realize, you know, oh, of course your cleaning supplies matter. You're inhaling them. You're touching them. They're on the surfaces, you know, counters of your home. And a fragrance makes sense because you're putting it on your body or you're inhaling it. But laundry detergent, well, it just goes into this washing machine and it washes our clothes and then it all gets rinsed away. And so a lot of people don't think laundry detergent is something that they need to be super concerned about, but actually it's one of the things that you should be the most concerned about. Because when you wash your clothes in laundry detergent, and especially if there is any kind of fabric softener involved, which is attaching itself to the fabric, a lot of those chemicals are left over. They're all not just washed away in the wash. And so they attach themselves to your clothing, to your sheets, to your towels, and you wear your clothes all day and you sleep in your sheets all night and you use your towels when you get out of the shower. Your clothing and the things you put through your laundry cycle are things that are on your body all the time, 24 hours a day. Fragrance is one of the biggest culprits in laundry detergent, but there are other issues as well. In fact, one of the last episodes I did on ethoxylated ingredients, brands like Simple 9, 7th Generation, even Nellie's, Drops, and yeah, even Norwex powdered laundry detergent, they use ethoxylated ingredients, which leave cancer-causing contaminants behind. And I can drop the link to that episode if you want to go listen to it. What you wash your clothing with matters so much. So that would be step number three. So step number one, ditch your synthetic fragrance. Step number two, green your clean, get some safer cleaning going on in your home. Step number three, a swap to safer laundry detergent. Now, I know that I just made those three steps sound really freaking simple, but I also understand the overwhelm that comes with knowing and understanding how to shop. Greenwashing is a huge problem. Brands will market themselves as clean, and use all the right buzzwords and put pretty leaves on their packaging, but they have an ingredient label that reads super toxic. And most people, if you're listening to this, most people, unless you've gone through my course or you've been following me for a really long time or you're really educated on this issue, you look at a label on a product and you see ingredients, but you don't know what they are. You don't know if they're harmful. You don't know if you should be avoiding them or not. You're just looking at the front where they probably said, "We're the cleanest thing ever made in the history of whenever." And you're like, "Okay, great." And then you buy it and then you realize later, "Oh shit, it's actually full of toxins and they were just greenwashing." The company Tula is a great example. Tula sells themselves as a clean company and they're not. They use a ton of toxic ingredients that you should avoid in their skincare. People get really mad at me when I say that, but it's true. So what can you do? So I created my course, Toxin Free in 3, just for people like you. It's my signature course that steps you through the three stages of creating a toxin-free-ish life that you actually love. But the very first thing that I teach every single student is ingredients and label reading, because this is the hardest part. This is the foundation. It's so important that you understand how to spot the ingredients you want to avoid, understand the health risks of why you should avoid it. And I give access to tons of published research. So if you're a nerd like me, you can go deep dive on all of it. But then to also know what those ingredients might look like on a label, because not all contaminants and toxic ingredients show up on a label. So I teach you how to do that. Throughout the entire first module of the course, I dive deep into ingredients that you're going to find in fragrances, cleaners, laundry detergents, skincare, and cosmetics. And then we practice label reading. I show you examples of greenwashing practices, and then I show you how to spot them. I also teach I call it read labels like a boss method, which is basically just my shortcut to spotting greenwashing. It's how I'm able to review hundreds of products each week over on Instagram for those of you that send me products to review. And I teach you my method. I can spot something that's been greenwashed in 3 seconds. I can teach you how to do it, maybe not in 3 seconds, but over time you'll get that fast, but in at least 10 seconds. And then once you're a pro at those foundations, we move on to the next module and the next set of topics. We go over sunscreen, why it's important to filter your water, how you can minimize exposure to EMFs, and more. And then the course also has a full room-by-room swap-out guide to help you slowly and at your own pace switch to toxin-free options. The course is a self-paced course. You can take as long or as little time as you need. Some people will binge it in 3 days, which is crazy to me. Some 3 weeks, 3 months is usually what I recommend, doing one lesson per week for 3 months, which is why it's called Toxin Free in 3. And you know, if it takes 3 years, it is worth it. Slow and steady progress. If it takes you 3 years to swap everything out of your house, you are still well on your way and making those small steps every single day. Every student of this course of mine gets lifetime access to all future updates, and there are some amazing updates and classes and modules and topics being added in the following year. And it literally has everything you need from start to finish to ditch the toxins out of your home. Now, if you are listening to this episode the week that it's actually been published, I have doors open currently to Toxin Free in 3, which includes the opportunity to work directly with me for 3 full months. You can ask me all of your questions. You can send me all of your product reviews. I basically become your toxin-free BFF for 3 months. You even get a bonus 60-minute Zoom call with me to talk about anything and everything you could possibly want to ask. What I love about these time periods that I launch this course live is I give you the option to not pay for the course in money, but to buy toxin-free products as the price of the course. So you can start bringing things into your home and starting right away. Unlike other similar courses that are taught by people that I really respect, but they're charging $400, $500, $600, $1,200, that is just not something that I'm interested in. The cost of this course is so reasonable and I keep it low for a reason. There is a huge economic disparity in this country with our health and the way that we can have the purchasing power to buy things, healthy things, and bring healthy things into our home. And I want to make sure that this is accessible to anyone and everyone who needs it. Head on over to www.toxinfreein3.com and get into the course. And if you want to work with me one-on-one, do it before November 10th. Doors close to this live launch on November 10th. I'd love to have you. And remember, it's not what you do sometimes that matters the most for your health. It's the things that you do every single day. The goal is not perfection. It's toxin-free-ish. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next week. You, my friend, have officially finished another episode of the Detox Dilemma podcast. And if you want more, head over to wendycatherine.com to get all the show notes and links to discount codes from our amazing partners. If you're looking for something specific to help you detox your home, make sure you check out my toxin-free shopping guide at toxinfreeshoppingguide.com. It's organized by category and makes detoxing your home simple. I'll see you next week. And until then, I hope your life is getting just a little less toxic.